A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello one and all, and welcome to Behind the Glass, the podcast which aims to take you behind the scenes of the YouTube channel Seen Through Glass, as well as the automotive and social media worlds. I'm your host, Sam, from that YouTube channel Seen Through Glass. Welcome to another midweek bonus episode. If you've never listened to Behind the Glass before, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Every single week, myself and Mr. Tony from Gravelwood Car Sales put out a sort of 45 or 50 minute episode talking about all things to do with cars and motorsport and social media and just a lot of different stuff. We often get distracted, but we have a good time with it. And those episodes, as I say, will continue and do come out usually on Monday evenings at UK time. So make sure to subscribe if you're watching here on the Behind the Glass YouTube channel. Turn on notifications so you don't miss those episodes. And if you're listening only, make sure to keep following on whatever audio platform you are listening on. But these bonus episodes are a chance for you and I to sit down, you being the audience, I being me, and have to sort of, you know, some aside conversations without Tony interrupting. It's just a chance for me to tell some stories, tell some anecdotes, look back on my career as a YouTuber and maybe even my career prior YouTube, and just, yeah, share some bits with you. And today, I want to look back on one of my sort of greatest moments on Seen Through Glass, which was the first time I met four-time Formula One world champion Sebastian Vettel. My obsession with F1 has been well documented on Seen Through Glass and Behind the Glass, and so meeting any driver is always a highlight, and actually something that I didn't know if it was ever going to happen in my life, but because of Seen Through Glass, it has happened multiple times. So yes, today's episode, today's bonus feature is the time I met Seb Vettel. So Vettel actually wasn't the first F1 driver that I had met or worked with prior to Seen Through Glass, and this will be a story for another time. I had actually worked with Lewis Hamilton a handful of times, and yes, as I say, that will be another bonus feature. But then on the channel, I'd also done a sort of quickfire Q&A with Jenson Button through an Esso event. But my sort of first big creative opportunity to make some really standout content was with Sebastian Vettel, with thanks to Shell. Now, I've worked with Shell V Power for a number of years, but this was kind of like the first big campaign we did together, and the opportunity came about to do some content with Vettel. Now, whenever you start sort of talking about Formula One or Formula One drivers or Formula One teams, you get a lot of sort of restrictions start to be discussed, or, you know, limitations and PR sort of strangleholds on, you know, what you can say, what you can do, etc., etc. So I kind of got this sort of half offer, like, you know, oh, there's a chance you can film with Vettel for 15 minutes like that. What would you want to do? So of course I'm like, oh my God, yes, this is the dream. Like, what can I do? I want to get in a Formula One car. And they're like, that's not going to happen. But it transpired that essentially he was filming some promotional content at a big sort of aerodrome, big airfield, shortly. I think it was just after the British Grand Prix. And so they had a sort of slot within that day, about a 15 minute slot where they could just, you know, he had free time. So I could do something with him. And so, long story short, we worked out that he was going to give me a hot lap, a passenger ride in a Ferrari 488, and then I was going to do a quick fire Q&A with him. Now, that seems relatively simple and straightforward, but I knew that from a YouTube point of view, that hot lap had to be insane. You know, if it was a kind of dawdle, it was going to look boring. Like, he needed to drive the tires off the car. I don't think that's an expression, but yeah, he had to impress. And then the quick fire Q&A had to be sort of fun and lighthearted, but it was almost secondary to Sebastian Vettel driving me around a track in a Ferrari, hence why today I'm wearing my Ferrari shirt. By the way, if you're not watching on the YouTube channel, you wouldn't have seen that, but yes, I've got a t-shirt with a 275 GTB on the front, because you know, Ferrari. But anyway, long story short was, once we kind of agreed on this creative and we were building up to the day, the closer and closer we got to the filming day, the more sort of restrictions seemed to get in place. From 15 minutes, it was suddenly, oh, you can have 10 minutes. And instead of 20 questions, you're going to have ask 5 questions, and 3 of them need to be about fuels, and then you're going to go out for a hot lap, sure, but you're not going to be in the car. You can film him in the car. I don't know. It just got weirder and weirder. And all alongside this, I was getting messages through Ferrari F1 team being like, you can only look at Vettel in the left eye and he does not turn right. And you have to be quick. We want the quick. It just became ludicrous. And so there I was, as a Formula One fan, getting a little bit nervous anyway about the opportunity, but being told over and over again that I was going to have very little time, and it was very reduced and very controlled. Now, the only thing I had as an advantage is my career prior to Seen Through Glass was media management. It's a form of PR publicity, which effectively meant at large-scale events or press launches or red carpets, I was managing the media. So I was really used to being on the other side, being the person saying to BBC News, you're only going to get one question with Brad Pitt tonight. I'm sorry, that's it. So I kind of knew the tactics and I kind of saw what was coming. So I didn't get too stressed out by it. I think a lot of the people around me were like, oh my God, are you ready, Sam? Like, are you okay? And I was like, yes, it will be fine. I was a bit worried that it was going to be crap and my content wouldn't turn out like I thought, but there was something inside that just knew that it was kind of the publicity teams that were fretting rather than actually Vettel, because I turned up on the day, saw him hanging around, and he just looked like a super chilled guy, and everything about the day was kind of laid back, but still I had these kind of people coming up from Ferrari F1 or F1 themselves or whatever, just being like, are you ready? Are you ready? You're going to have to be really quick. So finally comes the time where it's like, okay, here's your slot. Get the cameras on, get the GoPros on so he can get right in the car, do the lap, answer your questions, and then all is done. So I'm like, right, how'd I go? And I've got all my GoPros set up and I'm putting the cameras onto the car. And I kind of hear Vettel walks up behind me and he's kind of chatting with my agent at the time and maybe some of the Shell or Ferrari team. So I sort of poke my head out from setting up the GoPros and look over and I'm like, I'm ready. And he goes, oh, what are you doing? I said, I'm putting GoPros on the car. Oh, okay, how come? I said, oh, I run a YouTube channel. He goes, what does that mean? And begins then a sort of 20-minute conversation with Sebastian Vettel about what it means to be a YouTuber, how YouTubers make money, how I create content, why I started, how I film. In walks Marc Genet, a guy, if you don't know, an ex-Formula One driver who's been one of Ferrari's long-term sort of test and performance drivers. He wanders over, we're starting to nerd out. He's talking about, I'm showing them videos on YouTube of I don't even know what. I think maybe Tax the Rich, some of the Ferrari Tax the Rich videos. And we're literally just sitting there chatting and I can feel the sort of PR people in there all stressing and getting a bit. But Vettel is so chilled, so laid back, genuinely intrigued by what I was doing and how I did it. And I found that as like a mark of a champion or just of a sort of great man. He was genuinely just wanted to learn, wanted to understand more about what I was doing, how I did it, and why he was part of it. Marc Genet was just hilarious. I mean, he has remained hilarious, and I've been lucky enough to kind of work with him on a number of different occasions now, and I really like the guy. But he was there just talking about, yeah, troll videos and fail videos and kept wanting me to show videos of babies falling downstairs, things like that. Well, Vettel was just kind of baffled about the whole thing. But anyway, after this kind of like 20-minute casual chat with me and Sebastian Vettel, me being like, oh my God, it's the greatest moment of my life, even though I'm a Lewis Hamilton fan, so anyway. He goes, right, should we film? And I'm like, yeah, that'd be great. And so before we get in the car, I say to him, look, for this to work, having told you everything I just spoke to you about, you really got to scare the hell out of me. Like, I need to look like you are driving the pants off this car for it to work. If you just dawdle around here, it's not going anywhere. So he goes, okay, I'll try. And I think there's actually a bit in the video where I repeat that and I say to him, like, you've got to impress me for this to work well. And he said, I'll give it a go. My good Lord, did he give it a go. The guy thrashed the hell out of this 488, so much so that he launches it off the line, hits the rev counter in first gear, and actually the gearbox couldn't keep up. Like, it's a bit of a lurch moment to start with because he was just so aggressive off the line. But it's one of the most amazing passenger rides I've ever had, in the sense that there was about 4 corners. I think it wasn't the Bedford Autodrome. It was the one that up north. Oh, sorry, I've had a mind blank. But anyway, it's an airfield. There are about four corners. At no point did the car feel like it was sitting still. It felt like it was moving all the time. And he seemed like he was always in control. I mean, there's a point where his tongue comes out of his mouth. He seems to be concentrating so much. But I was immediately like, oh my God, I haven't seen car control like this. So we're having this amazing time. The car's flying around. He's going, oh, are you having fun? I'm like, I think I'm speechless. And we go through this kind of like chicane that then joins on to the main runway. And as we do that, there's like a bit of a, I don't know what you'd call it, like a bump or whether the asphalt, the tarmac goes up a level or down a level. I'm assuming it went up to the runway because I imagine there's more tarmac on the runway. But anyway, we hit this bump on a slight angle and it does upset the car for all of 2 seconds. And when you look at the footage, literally, it's like a tiny correction by Vettel and nothing. And I just go, whoa, like you just see me like bump up and down. And we carry on per normal. He slides it through the last two corners and we're home. But as we're on a sort of cool down section, he goes, are the cameras on? I went, yeah. He goes, can you turn them off? I was like, okay, God, what's happened? So I turned the cameras off and he goes, we nearly crashed. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, we nearly crashed. I was like, what are you talking about? And he said that when he hit that bump, he didn't see it coming. And the snap of the car, we were doing like 120 miles an hour. He was like, oh yeah, I thought we were going to spin. I genuinely thought we were going to spin. And so we went back and we stopped and we're sitting in the car and I've got the GoPro footage on my phone and we're like going through like scene by scene or frame by frame. And there he is like laughing his ass off about the fact that he nearly binned the Ferrari press car. I mean, the whole situation was mad. I'm there trying not to fanboy, being like, oh yes, oh, Sebastian, you nearly crashed it. Oh, you joker. And he sort of thinks, okay, well, there we go. We're done. I go, oh no, I'm really sorry, but we have this quickfire Q&A. Kind of expecting to be like, oh mate, I'm done now. But he's like, oh yeah, of course, no problem at all. And my point being, what a nice guy. Like having been all the sort of pressure and hype and expectation beforehand that my time was going to be limited and he was going to be really stressed and I had to be quick. He just turned out to be the most laid back, friendly, engaging human being. And what an incredible driver. And it goes down as well. Firstly, two of my most viewed videos on the channel, but also probably one of my best days on Seen Through Glass, or being Seen Through Glass, or creating for Seen Through Glass. I don't really know how to refer to it, but absolutely unbelievable. And I've been lucky now to work with him two or three more times after that. And he's always very friendly and smiley, whether he does remember me or not. I don't know. Maybe someone's whispering in his ear, but he always pretends to remember me. And we have a bit of a laugh and I've done some epic content with him. So it's kind of weird because on track, he's often sort of my arch nemesis in the fact that I usually support Hamilton. Vettel in previous years has been up against him. So I've never really been a fan of him on track, but on a personal level, what a legend. And he shared some insight into his car collection. Something I'm not going to repeat because he did kind of, at the time, asked that it wasn't publicized anyway. It was kind of just an aside conversation. But my God, does that man have some cars? Like genuinely some ridiculous cars. A majority of them Ferraris, but lots of other stuff. And if I ever meet with him again, I will ask him if I'm allowed to discuss some of the cars maybe that he has. But yeah, there we go. My recollections of the first time I met the legend, the Formula One legend that is Sebastian Vettel. I hope you've enjoyed the story. If you're watching here on YouTube, make sure to give it a thumbs up. Turn on notifications, make sure you subscribe and then turn on notifications. And if you're listening, make sure to keep following on whatever audio platform you're listening with. I will catch up with you guys very, very soon.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.